Zimbabweans remember well that 2008 presidential election, when many in the opposition were rounded up, tortured, and scores were killed. Ultimately, Robert Mugabe stayed in power, 33 years now and counting. Fungai Machirori, who's 29 years old, is part of a generation that grew up under Mugabe. She's a poet and the founder of Her Zimbabwe, a not very political platform for women to share their stories. But this election was so important that Machirori spent 2 days and 12 hours in lines just to register to vote. We reached her on her cell phone in Harare to get her reaction to the latest turn of events. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been tweeting about this election, and you tweeted that you voted by candlelight on election day at a point when you seemed to have quite high hopes for this election. How do you feel now that challenger Morgan Tsvangirai has declared it a huge farce? Those are very strong words.
Those are very strong words, and the morale among people is very low at the moment. But I think that the effort of what happened goes beyond what the outcome of this will be. That is the hope that after the results are announced, people still believe enough in this country.
Your country is just stabilizing after a catastrophic economic crash and hyperinflation. I mean, a point at which there wasn't even food on the shelves of grocery stores, and that's getting better now. Is that part of your sense that regardless of the outcome of this election, things are moving along, at least in a better direction?
I think that we're moving along in a better direction. So I think the fear among the basic average person on the street is I don't want to go back to the time when I'd have to visit the black market to get money to buy food. I don't want to go back to a time of carrying stacks of notes of money in my bag. I don't want to go back to the time when our economy is into freefall and shortages of all kinds of basics are the norm too.
Yes, I gather there's a word or an expression for the Zimbabwean brand of perseverance. What is it called?
Kukia kia. It's basically like if there wasn't our staple food, which is maize meal, then you'd have to find someone who lives in a rural area who grows their own maize. And then if you knew someone who had a granary, and then from there you have to find some uncle or friend who's got a truck who just happens to be coming your way. It's basically if the main route is not going the right way, you know, make a new route. And then if that route doesn't go, make another one or 20 more.
Well, how do you see your future there in Zimbabwe? So much of what is news about Zimbabwe and the rest of the world is about how difficult it is to live there. But there's a more complex picture, isn't there?
Of course. I did my master's in the UK, but I wanted to come back to Zimbabwe and I wanted to be a part of the process of development. It's always a tug of war because you want to help the country, but you also have to think about yourself and your circumstance. Are you happy as an individual being in this country?
What at this moment in time is the mood among your friends? This election is a bit of a roller coaster, I imagine, these just couple of days.
It is just general disbelief and shock, but I find the same kind of resilience within Zimbabweans that is our trademark. For instance, yesterday I was with two of my friends and we just started having a laugh and we said, well, we might as well not get too stressed by the situation. There's nothing we can do about it until we hear an official statement.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Fungai Machirori is the founder of the website Her Zimbabwe.